Lesson 48, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verses 30 through 42. Introduction. In early 1831, most of the saints living in New York, including Joseph Smith, migrated to Ohio to join a large group of recently baptized converts there. Church leaders sought direction from the Lord concerning the growing church. The prophet Joseph Smith received a revelation, which is now recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verses 1 through 73, in the presence of 12 elders. In this revelation, the Lord introduced temporal, economic, and spiritual laws, directing church members to help the poor, finance various church undertakings, and assist other saints who came to Ohio. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verses 30 through 42. The Lord sets forth the law of consecration. Before class begins, use tape or a marker to make a line on 6 clear drinking glasses. Mark the line at a different height on each glass. Bring the glasses to class. Also bring a pitcher with more than enough water in it to fill all the glasses to the lines marked on them. You may want to put coloring in the water so students will be able to see it easily. At the beginning of the lesson, display the pitcher. Tell students that the water represents all the wealth and resources of a community. Note, object lessons. Object lessons can be an effective way to help students understand spiritual principles. Often an object can help capture students' interest and help them focus on the learning experience. Whenever you use an object lesson, make sure it reinforces the purpose of the lesson rather than detracting from it. Explain that in February 1831, members of the church in Kirtland, Ohio, needed to help care for the poor, assist new settlers who were sacrificing much to gather in Ohio, and help finance church operations. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, Verse 30 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord revealed regarding the poor. What do you think it means to remember the poor? Point out that the Lord commanded the saints to consecrate their properties to support the poor. Write the word consecrate on the board. Ask students to ponder the following questions. What do you think consecrate means? Write on the board the following definition of the word consecrate, given by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. You may want to suggest that students write this definition in the margin of their scriptures next to verse 30. Quote, "To consecrate is to set apart or dedicate something as sacred, devoted to holy purposes." End quote. How do you think this definition relates to the act of giving something to help those in need? How would you summarize the Lord's commandment in verse 30 regarding the poor? Although students may use different words, their answers should reflect the following doctrine. The Lord commands us to care for the poor and those in need. As part of this discussion, you may want to invite students to review Doctrine and Covenants, Section 38, verse 16, and verses 34 through 36. Explain that Doctrine and Covenants 42 contains principles of a law called the Law of Consecration. To help students understand these basic principles, invite a student to read aloud the following explanation by President Marion G. Romney of the First Presidency. Quote, "The basic principle and the justification for the law of consecration is that everything we have belongs to the Lord. Therefore, the Lord may call upon us for any and all of the property which we have, because it belongs to Him." End quote. Note, the following object lesson is a simplification of the law of consecration as it existed in the church until about 1833. After this time, the church modified the practice. There were several phases of practicing the law of consecration and modifications to the practice in subsequent years. Invite 6 students to come to the front of the room. Give each of them an empty glass. Fill the glasses with the water from the pitcher. Fill 1 glass to the line you made on it. Fill 3 glasses with water above the lines you made, and fill 2 below the lines you have marked. Explain that each glass represents a family, and that the line on each glass represents the needs and righteous desires of that family. The glasses with water below the line represent families that do not have enough money or goods to support their needs. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 31 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the first step these saints were to take to live the law of consecration. For these saints, what was the first step in living the law of consecration? Their substance was to be, quote, laid before the bishop of the church and his counselors, end quote. In other words, they were to show their willingness to consecrate their money and property to the church. Whom does the bishop represent? The Lord. To represent church members consecrating their properties to the church, ask the six students to pour the water from their glasses into the pitcher. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 32 aloud, and ask the class to look for the second step these saints were to take to live the law of consecration. Explain that every family worked with the bishop and received what was called a stewardship. This means that each family was entrusted with property and resources from the Lord. Families had private ownership of the property and resources they received, and they were to use their agency to manage their stewardship. As stewards of the Lord's property and resources, they were accountable to Him and fully responsible for what He entrusted to them. Pour water from the pitcher, filling each glass to its line. To help students understand how the bishop allocated resources to families, ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 51, verse 3 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the bishop, who in this case was Edward Partridge, appointed a portion to each family. You may want to suggest that students write Doctrine and Covenants section 51, verse 3 in their scriptures, next to Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 33. How did the bishop appoint a portion to every family? The allocation of portions was based on each family's circumstances, wants, and needs. Invite another student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 82, verse 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how the Lord qualifies a person's wants and needs. You may want to suggest that students write Doctrine and Covenants section 82, verse 17 in their scriptures, next to Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 33. According to this verse, what did the Lord require of people who declared their wants and needs to the bishop? They were to be just, or in other words, fair and honest. Show students the water remaining in the pitcher. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verses 33 through 36 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord instructed the saints to do with consecrated property that was left over after the stewardships were allocated. What did the Lord instruct the saints to do with the leftover property, or the residue? They were to use it to help the poor, finance church buildings, and help members who were in need. What do you think the picture represents in these verses? The storehouse. How could consecration help to care for the poor and those in need? How could the law of consecration be a blessing to the church? What might be difficult about living the law of consecration? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 38 aloud. Ask the class to follow along and look for a principle the Lord teaches regarding doing good to others. What principle did the Lord teach about doing good to others? Students may express something like the following principle: as we do good unto others, we do it unto the Lord. Write this principle on the board. How might this truth have helped the saints be willing to consecrate their properties? How can remembering this truth help you? When have you felt that you were serving the Lord as you did something to help others? Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verses 40 through 42 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the characteristics a person must have in order to live the law of consecration. To help students understand how verse 40 applies in their lives, you may need to explain that the Lord does not expect us to make our own clothing. However, He does want us to be neat and clean in our appearance. In Doctrine and Covenants section 42, verse 42, the word idle means lazy. Why might it be difficult for an idle person to live the law of consecration? Divide students into groups of two or three students each. Explain that although we are not commanded to live the law of consecration in the same manner as the early saints, The law is still in force today. Invite each group to read the following statement by President Spencer W. Kimball aloud, listening for what it means for us today to live the law of consecration. Then invite the members of each group to discuss their answers to the questions that follow the statement. You may want to suggest that students write the statement in the margin of their scriptures near verse 30. Quote, consecration is the giving of one's time, talents, and means to care for those in need, whether spiritually or temporally, and in building the Lord's kingdom. End quote. What are some ways in which someone around you might be in need, besides financially? What time, talents, and means do you have that you could give to help those who are in need? When have you been blessed by someone else who has given up time, talents, or means to help you? Conclude by sharing your testimony of the principles discussed in this lesson. Commentary and background information. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verses 30 through 34, The Law of Consecration. President Joseph Fielding Smith explained that, quote, the United Order, or Law of Consecration, does not contemplate that the idler shall eat the bread of the laborer. While all share in common, and none shall possess above another, yet all must give service and labor for the benefit of all. End quote. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verses 34 and 55, The Bishop's Storehouse. Quote, in 1831, the Lord revealed to the prophet Joseph Smith that members of the church should impart of their substance unto the poor, and they shall be laid before the bishop, and kept in my storehouse, to administer to the poor and the needy. More than 180 years later, bishop storehouses around the world continue to support bishops in the call to be faithful, stand in the office which the Lord has appointed unto them, succor the weak, lift up the hands which hang down, and strengthen the feeble knees. Whether it is a building containing food and other supplies, or a set of resources in the ward a bishop can draw from, bishop storehouses are being used to care for those in need. The Church Manual, Basic Principles of Welfare and Self-Reliance, says, the Lord's storehouse is available to every bishop and exists in every ward. Contrary to conventional wisdom, the Lord's storehouse is not limited to a building or a warehouse filled with commodities awaiting distribution. Where a brick-and-mortar storehouse is not available, bishops can purchase needed commodities from local merchants using fast offerings. End quote. From Bishop's Storehouse Opens the Windows of Heaven, Church News and Events, May 20, 2011, LDS.org.